Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Mark Gurman. Apple is giving three of its wearable devices an AI boost. Mark, first off, talk about the devices. Which ones are getting the upgrade?
Well, it's actually that Apple is working on three new AI-driven wearables. The first would be their first pair of smart glasses. Then they're also working on a pendant, so an AI device that could be worn on your shirt or on around your neck on a necklace, on a string. Also a new version of AirPods with cameras as well. And the idea is that this will use AI paired with Siri in order to help you navigate your daily life.
Now, Apple has been behind on the AI, but this new lineup of products sounds interesting.
Yeah, this is going to be pretty extensive. You're going to see these launches probably through the tail end of this year, through the tail end of next year. And this is going to be a major push for them. But, you know, the nuance here is that it's all very much dependent on if they're able to get that new Siri to market and how effective it's going to be. So we'll wait to see that before we can make any determination of how well exactly these are going to do. Obviously, there's a lot of competition here with Meta, with Google, and obviously OpenAI is working on their own set of AI devices with the help of Jony Ive, who just so happens to be Apple's former design chief.
Isn't that behind schedule?
The OpenAI device, it's possible it's behind schedule. What they've said from the very beginning is that the device would be introduced by the end of 2026 and probably launch sometime in 2027. And I fully expect that to still be the case. So, yes, I've seen the reports of there being delays. Perhaps there's delays based on, you know, internal schedules and roadmaps and such. But in terms of the timelines they've announced and what they've shared with me, it all seems to be going along those lines.
Tell me more about these new toys, the smart glasses, the necklace, the camera, AirPods with the camera. What do they do? I mean, how would I be able to use this?
So I'm going to give you like a few examples. One good one is, you know, right now, if you're doing turn-by-turn directions with AirPods on, your phone will tell you, you know, turn left on such and such street in 450 feet. Instead, the glasses, the pendant, the AirPods would know what's in front of you because it could obviously see. It could be the eyes and ears for your AI into your phone. And it could say, well, make a left where you see the white car, or make a right where you see the dark blue USPS box, right? It can give you more specific details. Also, another, you know, cool idea is if you want to set a reminder, like, remind me to buy penne pasta when I'm in the pasta aisle when I get to the supermarket. And, you know, based on GPS, it can know you're in a supermarket, but it can't know what aisle you're in. It can't get that specific. But if you have a camera facing the outside world, then it could know where exactly you are to give you more finite reminders.
I like this idea of telling me to turn right at the mailbox. That way I don't have to look for street signs.
Yeah, that is one aspect, and there's lots of, you know, accessibility, you know, benefits to this as well.
So the company is reportedly working on a range of AI devices for the home. What do we know about that?
I've reported several times that they're also working on several AI products for the home, including a smart display that would compete with what you've been seeing from Amazon and Google Nest for, you know, upwards of 5, 6, 7 years, even longer. And then also, you know, a smart home sensor with some security features. And then the big one is a home smart display with a robotic arm that can move around in space over your desk or your table or whatnot. And so, you know, we'll see how those do. I'm not sure who's necessarily asking for the robotic arm smart display, but it is a category and concept that's actually nascent but growing in popularity in parts of Asia.
Apple is supposed to be having an event on March 4th. Are any of these toys going to be part of that?
No, March 4th is going to be focused on the low-end MacBook. It's a new type of MacBook, well under $1,000, runs the Mac operating system, has a keyboard, trackpad, etc. But that cost is going to be the real, you know, selling point and marketing point there. The other element is that it's going to be the first Mac to run an iPhone processor, so that's pretty cool.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.